Okay, here we are, and I'm with Sean McCartney. And Sean actually was on the FSC board for a long time, and you're at your second or third General Assembly, Sean?
Yeah, Scott, this is my second GA, and the reason we're here is because when we were sitting in Manaus, we thought it would be a damn fine idea to get the GA to South Africa, and we put the groundwork in place to do just that, and we're very pleased to be hosting in South Africa. You'll remember we had a great delegation of South Africans across in Brazil, and we all were like-minded on saying it would be good for Africa to host the GA for the first time, and so we're very pleased to be here and to see the continuity and the progress that the FEC have made.
It is great, and it's beautiful weather and a beautiful city, and we've got Ivan Muir here, who's a fellow South African. He was stirring you up a little bit while you were talking there, so we're going to put him on the spot. Ivan's with SGS in South Africa. Ivan, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you, Scott.
And are you enjoying the General Assembly?
Yeah, I always have fun at these things. Great events.
Yeah, I know in the Economic Chamber you're having some good input yesterday in the negotiation process for some of the motions. Can you tell us a bit about how that works?
Yeah, well, the negotiations obviously a process we all get together and have a good argument, but at the end of the day, when it comes to the vote, we can reach consensus.
And I think we've seen that this morning and, well, up until it's now the afternoon session, but so far we haven't had a no vote yet, and I think that reflects that the negotiation process has been working pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's good preparation. People understand the process. I think there's continuity from General Assembly to General Assembly, so the people are coming better prepared, and we're starting to narrow the gap in the FSC process, which means I think in future we're going to get fewer motions and they're all going to be approved.
Indeed. And we got Brent Rabik. Rabik, is that how you say it, Brent?
Close enough.
Yeah, from the Economic North and from Alberta Pacific. So, you know, you've come a long way to be here. Tell us about yourself and about your company.
Alberta Pacific is a hardwood pulp producer in northeast Alberta, where it's currently snowing, so Cape Town looks very attractive right now. Currently, I used to be ex-chair of FSC Canada. I was on the Controlled Wood Working Group, and I was on the Oral Standards Writing Committee, so a lot of experience with FSC. My first General Assembly, though.
How are you finding it?
I find it quite fascinating. Some very interesting dynamics going here. A little concerned about the workload that people are trying to get, but moving through it fairly quickly. And my big observation, I think there's a sort of a high sense of frustration that FSC structurally is fine, but some of the implementation challenges we have are really showing here, and I think it's largely, I'm seeing lack of resources, so I think that ultimately is the big challenges here, how we resource the things that FSC sees itself needing to do.
Yeah, I think that's a theme across a lot of the motions. There's a lot of motions saying this must be done within 6 months, and ASI, for example, must be adequately resourced, and I think we can put them in motions, but one of my concerns is that doesn't mean we're going to adequately resource it.
I feel sorry for the staff. I'm sure they're just sitting there going, all great ideas, all good things need to get done. How am I going to get them done?
Yeah, good-o. And, well, I hope you guys carry on enjoying the General Assembly and making good contributions.
Yeah, as long as it's not snowing here, it's good.
Very good. Thank you.